Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back. Oh, my goodness gracious. To the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by our very good friends at Genesis Recovery. We just had Tommy Hawthorne on not that long ago, and it's just great to have him on. Here's the deal, and we've talked about it before. We will stand by this. We will argue this to the ends of whatever. They're working with guys who are enslaved by drugs and alcohol, guys who are at the end, and have nowhere else to go. And then they get involved with Genesis Recovery San Diego, and they find out these two really important things. One, they find out that sobriety is pretty important for them at this stage in their life and probably for the rest of their lives. But more importantly, they find out that there is redemption through the work of Jesus Christ, and that redemption feeds into every facet of life. And that through Genesis Recovery San Diego, some of the guys that we've had on the show, some of their testimonies, and people have been crying. We've got tons of emails on this. These guys who have been to the brink and back find out that God is a redeemer, not just in the judicial sense from a justification point of view, but even as one who created time is actually able to redeem time. And for those that don't understand what that means, Joel chapter 2 verse 25 talks about God paying back the years that the locust has stolen, not just the cost. So if you understand who God is and what he can do, and then somebody asked me about this and said, but Dave, come on. You're telling me that God can coordinate time? Well, one, God created time. So I'm going to go, yes. And two, it's amazing to think that God could do something amazing. I don't know, crazy, like raise the dead. Oh, I guess that's not a normal principle either. Yet, that's the core of our faith. So we love that because that's a big part of things. Okay, so we support them. Genesis Recovery San Diego, go to genesisrecoverysandiego.com. I've asked you time and time again and will not stop asking that at a minimum you mention them in prayers. You don't have to be this,
I'm going to pray 36 minutes right now about Genesis.
I'll tell you what, when you're praying, just say, Lord, help Genesis Recovery, minister to them, guide them, direct their steps. Okay. All right. I've been wanting to do this story for a while, but I thought I'd wait till the first week of football to be over. And we will say this, and we are going to bring up football. Just for those that don't think we're bringing up football, change the channel, because we're bringing football up. Of course we are. But we're going to be talking about the other element of this whole story. I want to say that if you watched any football this year, by the way, both Ohio State Ron and myself, me being from Detroit, Michigan, pretty disappointed in the college start. The Big Ten was a big bust. That didn't work out very good. We'll just let that go. We're not going to give up on our teams. We're not going to believe that they won't go anywhere, but maybe national champion, not this year.
Yeah, well, there's still baseball to be played, so don't pay attention.
I know, and you know what's so funny is that the Tigers beat the Kansas City Royals yesterday in Detroit.
Nice.
Right next to the stadium where the Lions beat the Giants.
And there's no Lion there. Are you guys in first place still?
I think they're one out. One game out. They'll get in, though.
Yeah, we're still top of the heap.
Okay. Well, don't get too excited. But let me go back to this football thing because I thought about this, and I was going to ask you to get a soundbite, but I didn't get a chance because we had stuff we were doing today. And yesterday I wasn't feeling that good, so you guys said do the best of, so I appreciate you guys taking care of that for me. But I wanted to say something because I have not yet commented on Michael Sam, the gentleman who came out as a gay player and was picked up on the practice squad or temporarily picked up on the practice squad by Dallas. And I wanted to say this because what happened is this is the kind of thing that happens. Usually it is MSNBC, and in this case, of course, it was MSNBC. They went out there and said that the reason that he was not signed was because of all the distractions that were going on. It had nothing to do with it, nothing to do with any of that. They didn't sign him because he was gay. That's what they said. Okay, so I want to make sure everybody understands our position as a radio station and me as a Christian. I just openly say I'm just telling you from a football fan's point of view how it goes. You can't get mad at me. It's the facts are the facts, and it doesn't change anything. if this guy was gay or not, if this guy was a transgender, if this guy juggled knives in his nostrils but could throw the ball, kick the ball, and catch the ball, there's not a chance in the universe he wouldn't have been signed. In fact, let's at least understand this, especially football players. If Francis the Mule could actually kick and make a field goal from 45 yards consistently, they would adjust the rules to let Francis the Mule be in football. And if you don't think so, you've never watched football, you don't understand football, you're not getting any of this. The idea that the league called people to encourage them to hire him, that's just disgraceful. But the fact of the matter is, if you can't play, you don't play. That's just how it goes. And I don't care if there's a little cat out there, and the cat has the ability to somehow catch the ball and go 30 yards, they're going to make an exception. They're going to allow cats to play in football. It's just how it goes. It's what the rules are. And so this whole idea from MSNBC, oh, well, they didn't hire him because he's gay. He can't play. I can't say it any simpler. He can practice. Maybe he'll do good on the practice squad. That's fine. We're not even saying anything about that. But the idea that they're trying to lay it off in one place where it doesn't exist, totally, totally, totally uncool. And I will say something else. Everybody's trying to make an issue of everything now. Have you noticed? It doesn't matter what the issue is, because here's the real answer. Because really, it's all about race. It's all about race. It's all about race. It's so much about race, I just want to throw up. Blah. It's race this and race this. Hey, you know what? It is about race. It's called the human race. Oh, wait, is that racism? Ooh, it's the human race. You use the word race. Race, 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 race. Hey, A Day at the Races was a great Marx Brothers movie. Get over it. What is the problem here? It's easy to deflect attention and not deal with issues. It's easy to be a pro-racist. It's easy to be a race baiter. You know what's hard? It's hard having a conversation. Let's look at the facts. No. My name is Al Sharpton, and we don't look at facts. We look at how I can promote my show. What a crock. That's ridiculous. You can't say that. You're a Christian. Right. Let's see what Jesus said. He called Herod a fox. Oh, wait, let's go to Matthew 23. 17 times he called the Pharisees and scribes different names. I go with that one right there. Oh, what do you want to do about that? Jesus, he was a pacifist. With the whip or after he turned over the tables? Which one? Which time? Come on, folks. Ridiculous is ridiculous. And sometimes it's just ridiculous. Again, I'll state for the record, had that guy been a great football player, he'd be on a team. If Francis the Mule was a great football player and could kick it for 70 yards, he'd be on a team. And the whole idea that it's all about racism and gender this and bias this and this and that and that and this, it's an affront to the entire human race. And somebody, I don't care if you're a Christian or not, somebody should just go, okay, enough is enough is enough. Right? You got people cutting people's heads off in foreign countries because they're Americans. How about we deal with the real stuff and not the goofy stuff? Okay? Okay. All right? All right. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. Okay. Boy, you know, if I get an opinion at some point, you're all really going to be in trouble. All right, so what I'm going to do is take my break here and then talk to my producer. He's trying to figure out how to script what I just said. I'm not sure how to tell him how to do that yet, so we're going to have to talk about that. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, a DDD, because I got to do some teaching now because I'm kind of feeling slimed.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
It's a very powerful and precise way to fight cancer. Proton therapy targets the cancer while minimizing damage to healthy tissue. Scripps Proton Therapy Center is now open. Call 1-800-SCRIPPS or visit scripps.org/proton therapy.
This radio station's mission is to tell the world about the love of Jesus Christ. But we also know that the best Christian is an informed Christian. That's why our sister station, Intelligent Talk 1170 KCBQ, will keep you informed on anything happening you need to know about. come here for the gospel message. Go there to find out what's happening here and around the world. Together, we can change the world. K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ, and Intelligent Talk, 1170 KCBQ.
Hey folks, Dave Stahl here. I love a good deal, just like the great lease deals you can find at Team Kia of El Cajon, like the sporty Kia Forte Coupe for just $179 a month for 36 months, or the tech-ready Kia Soul for $239 a month for 39 months. Don't forget about the gas-saving Kia Optima Hybrid for only $259 a month for 39 months. Team Kia of El Cajon, just off the 8, or at teamkiaofelcajon.com. And don't forget to say Dave Stahl sent you.
Team Kia of El Cajon.
Offer available for qualified lessees.
Current Solar Contracting is your one-stop solar shop, and with over 20 years of solar experience, Current Solar Contracting is here to make sure you get the best deal possible.
Hello, my name is Gaetano Giacalone, CEO of Current Solar Contracting. We're looking to provide you with quality workmanship and services. We do extensive research to make sure what we're putting on your home or business is the best the solar industry has to offer and the best fit for your solar needs. Current Solar Contracting is family owned and operated, so when you work with us, you work with real employees, not outsourced third parties. We work directly with you step by step to ensure complete customer satisfaction. Take the solar challenge. See how much money Current Solar Contracting can save you.
Call 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303. Or visit currentsd.com.
We can't wait to have you join our Current Solar family.
619-272-0303. Or visit currentsd.com.
Heat, unrelenting heat. If you are a termite, where would you go to get out of the heat? That's right, your home. It's cool, it has moisture, and the wood tastes really good to a termite. Chances are they're already gorging themselves on your 2x4s. Here at Ecola, we have more than 30 years of experience with proven methods of termite control, so we can confidently suggest you make us your first choice or second opinion. Just call us at Ecola at 877-332-BUGS. New customers get $100 off any new termite work if you call us this month. Ecola is the leader in alternative and traditional pest control with mother-approved simple solutions like ElectroGun and our patented Ecola Heat. Perfect for families, perfect for pets. Visit us online at termitelady.com. Then call us at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. Call 877-332-BUGS.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I want to say we've had one significant complaint on that last segment coming from our very own famous Brian K. Smith, who feels like we left out dogs because we were talking about cats and donkeys, and he was just feeling like dogs got left out. And then I know, because there's some other people that listen, that you're thinking, hey, what if my goldfish could do this? I think that's impressive. I'm just not necessarily leaning in that direction. That's all I'm trying to say. Okay. What if my goldfish could do this? Here, catch this. Anyway, that'd have to be a big goldfish. Robo producer, how you doing, buddy? How's it going?
Pretty good, pretty cool here in the studio, not outdoors, having the nice scenic tour. How's the show going out there?
It's great. The facility is great. Their sanctuary is totally cool, okay? And then we're all just hanging out in the sanctuary, so having a good time. And then the setup is really nice. I mean, it's just very comfortable spirit. You know how you go into a church, and sometimes you go into a church, and you're like, do, and you're just not sure what's going to happen, and you get that weird thing going on? That's not like there at all. This is like totally cash. You know what I'm talking about? That you go into a church and
totally.
And do you know what some people don't talk about? They go into a new church. Now, I'd love to have a meeting with like all these pastors and tell them, you know what's the first thing that you do when you go into a church where you haven't been to the church before? What's the first thing most people do? And that most people would say, oh, well, they'll do this or this. Oh, it's such ridiculousness. The first thing you do when you go into a church the first time after you go through the bulletin trying to figure out who and what the people are all about is you check out the architecture. I mean, the first thing you do is you're looking around
it really is.
And you're looking at this and you're looking at said this, and you're exact, because this is like your first real impression. And then after you're doing that, now it depends on whether you're like my wife or myself. Now, what the wife can't stand is, you know, when people say, okay, well, all those that are visiting stand up. Uh-huh. You know, she's like, she can't stand that. I was like, I'm visiting. You stand up, which some churches do. And then me, I don't care. That doesn't bother me at all. But she doesn't like that. But then it's all about the engagement. The engagement, and this is one thing I would say. I'd like to say this to every person who is a pastor or a worship leader, minister in any church in the entire county of San Diego. There's one thing that has to be added to every service. I'm just going to complain about it because it's easier to get off my chest, right? Do you know that some of us who are in our 50s, when we get to church, and what's the thing that people say 99% of the time you get to church? This 99% of the time, they say, okay, let's stand up, and now we're going to worship the Lord. Hey, I'm in my 50s, and my back hurts. And you don't think it's a big deal, but it can be a big deal. So maybe you want to go with, okay, we're going to stand for the first song. Then after that, you can keep standing, sit down, do whatever you want to do that makes you comfortable. We want you to be relaxed as you worship. Now, I would like that message to out to the entire Christian community right now.
I'm not going to lie, in my upper 30s, I'm not going to say what, but my grandma's been staying with my family for the last few weeks, and so I've been taking her to my church, and it's been nice. It's also been very nice because sitting right next to my grandmother, and she's in her 90s, I've had the luxury of being able to sit during the service for most of the time, even during worship, so I can make sure grandma's okay.
You know, isn't that great how we do that, though? It's like, oh, she's sitting, I have to sit.
I have to sit, too.
Make her feel uncomfortable. As though that's the real reason. You're like going, yeah, I get to sit down. And it's not like it's bad. It's just that people don't think of those things. They don't think of those like simple things. And it's like, look, you know, if I go, like, we went to a 5 o'clock service. Now, I happen to enjoy the fellowship quite a bit. But they do a lot of standing and a lot of worship. It's just like, this, I got no problem with it. But if I feel like, well, you know, I went to the gym. That extra 15 minutes I did at my back really hurts. I don't want to stand up. I'm old. I should have the right to go, I'm sitting down. But I should be given the freedom. That's what I'm talking. See, they're all looking at me like I've lost my mind. Well, not yet. Yeah. See, come on. That's, we need to do that. Okay. All right. Let me do a DDD. What do I got? 3 minutes? 2 minutes? What's my minutes?
For you, Dave, 2 minutes.
Thanks a lot. For you,
no,
too.
Don't blame me. Blame Father Time. Blame God. Right. I wouldn't do that.
Psalm chapter 30, verse 4 through 5. By the way, we're going to do our Facebook post on the return. Psalm chapter 30, verse 4 through 5 says this. Sing to the Lord, you saints of his. Praise his holy name. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may remain for a night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. Sing and praise. So for those that don't think singing and praising is okay, maybe it's a little time to read the Psalms. Might not be a bad idea. Dancing, okay, if that's what you like to do. Nobody really cares. It's up to you. Okay? You want to be like David and more undignified? Nobody cares. Here's the key. The key is this. The Lord's anger lasts only for a moment, but his favor lasts for a lifetime. Now, if we could just get part of that right, because in our case, usually our anger lasts for our lifetime and favor lasts for a moment. It's like, no, we need to pull that back. And then, to be really honest, for some of us, rejoicing doesn't often come in the morning. Retaliation often comes in the morning, and we shouldn't be thinking that way. We should be rejoicing. First of all, each and every day that you get up and you become conscious of your awareness, you have a brand new morning full of forgiveness. The mercies of God are new every morning. And when you wake up and become conscious, that's your first mercy. There you are. There's your mercy. We need to recognize that God, he might be disappointed in some of the things we do. Hey, I'm disappointed in some of the things I do. But he is so gracious, so merciful, so kind, that his disappointment only lasts a short time. But his delight never ends. Just think about that. He loves you so much, he's going to hang out with you for all eternity. And I've actually had a Christian say to me, well, I know that God loves me, but he doesn't like me. Would you hang out for eternity with somebody you didn't like? And if that's stupid from a human point of view, then let's give the Lord a little credit. Of course he likes you. Yeah, some things he wants to change, but of course he likes you. He loves you. You're the delight and the apple of his eye. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, we're looking at the Facebook post with our special Top Cat Music.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
KPRZ is proud to announce the 9th Annual Pastors Appreciation Luncheon with June Hunt on Thursday, October 23rd at the Four Points Sheraton in Kearney Mesa. The Pastors Appreciation Luncheon is completely free and includes a great meal, goodie bags, fellowship with other local pastors, awesome prizes from sponsors, and a special message from June Hunt of Hope for the Heart Ministries. RSVP at KPRZ.com. The Pastors Appreciation Luncheon is sponsored by Thrivent Financial, Southern California Seminary, U.S. Army Chaplains, and Azusa Pacific University.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? Do you have an extra bedroom that's unused? Make your house a home for someone special. California Mentor is passionate about matching adults with special needs with loving families like yours. Bring your heart and your home while earning a generous monthly stipend. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com or call 855-MENTOR-2. That's 855-MENTOR-2. 855-636-8672.
Trinity Christian School, offering classes K through 8 and preschool, was established in 1969. Our small class sizes and beautiful hilltop campus, centrally located in the La Mesa Spring Valley area, draws families from all over the county. Our goal at Trinity Christian School is for every student to become a faithful follower of Jesus Christ, critical thinker, effective communicator, and a person of strong Christ-like character. Trinity offers an affordable, biblically based challenging curriculum and is fully accredited with the WASC and ACSI. Before and after school care and classes like music, sports, drama, and language. Trinity Christian School, kindergarten through eighth grade and preschool. To set up a visit, please call 619-462-6440 or visit trinitycs.org. That's 619-462-6440.
There I was, sitting in the car, palms sweating, heart pounding, and all I could think about was how bad my credit was. I thought the finance guy was going to escort me out of the back door as soon as he saw my credit report. Instead, he shook my hand and gave me the keys to my new car at a great interest rate. Thanks to Fortress Credit Pros, my bad credit was fixed and my credit score increased over 120 points in just 90 days. I was able to buy a new car, and getting approved for credit is no longer a problem.
Why are you living with bad credit when you can have great credit? Fortress Credit Pros have helped thousands of people fix their credit and increase their FICO scores up to 150 points in as little as 90 days. Visit badcreditisachoice.com for more information and to order your free credit audit. That's badcreditisachoice.com or call 888-900-3678. 888-900-3678. Again, that's 888-900-3678.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
What love is only true in fairy tales.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. A couple of things to tell you before we do our Facebook post. I got to tell you this real quickly. History. I forgot to do history. And you know why that's important? I forgot about Teddy Bear Day. Today's Teddy Bear Day. Do you like that? Teddy Bear Day. So tomorrow we're going to give away a comfort cub because it's Teddy Bear Day today. What do you think of that?
Woohoo!
Thank you for that sound effect. For those that don't know, the Second Continental Congress changed the name of the nation to the United States of America on this day in 1776. Also on this day in 1850, California became the 35th. That's a new number. It's the 31st state. And then 1926, the National Broadcasting Company was created by RCA. And last but not least, Elvis Presley appeared on television for the first time on the Ed Sullivan Show, to the chagrin of too many.
Thank you very much.
Abraham Lincoln received his license to practice law on this day in 1836. Wow, that is a long time ago. And that's about it. They got something about Gordie Howe, and I love Gordie Howe, but he retired on this day, so that's not good. Tracy Austin, youngest player to win the tennis title. She was 16.
Older. I was asked how old she is. Older.
All right, let's do our Facebook post, and we'll take it out with this. You got our Facebook post to do this? That's right. Our very own Craig figured out that music was Top Cat. That is Top Cat, ladies and gentlemen. And here is today's Facebook post. Galatians chapter 1, verse 10. Am I now trying to win the approval of men or of God? If I were still trying to please men, I would not be a servant of Christ. Okay, so let's think about that because those are very deep words. Am I now trying to win the approval of men or of God? Or if I were still trying to please men, I would not be a servant of Christ. Who? This is the Facebook post. Who? 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 This is not a commercial for Tootsie Rolls. Who? 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 Who are you trying to please? Who are you trying to impress? Who is it you're seeking to? You know, we have people in the radio realm. We've got corporate people and bigger level people, smaller level people. All these different realms. Who are you trying to impress? Are you still trying to win the approval of men? Are we trying to look for men to go, you've done a good job, we will allow you to continue? Or are we seeking to please God? Do you know that if Jesus tried to win the approval of men, he never would have been the Christ? How about that? If you seek to live your life to get approval from people, you will not advance the kingdom of God. Because what men consider important and what God considers important are not the same. Man looks on the outside, God looks on the inside. That's the starting point of that. Now take it back a step and think about this. All the things that you and I have done. Now, some people are like, well, so you try to win your wife, your spouse. Or, that's not what this is talking about. Stop being so legalistic. It's talking about living your life in a way that seeks the approval of people versus the approval of God. If you need to separate your mind that God is on the right hand and people are on the left, and when you do something, you look to the left or right, which one are you seeking the approval of? Then do it. But seeking the approval of men will lead to death. Because a man does not have a heaven to put you in. Now, I want you to think about that statement. If Jesus sought the approval of the Pharisees, the religious leaders, if he sought the approval of the Sadducees, if he sought the approval of the scribes, if he sought the approval of his 12 disciples who became apostles, if he sought any of their approvals, he would not be the Christ. He would not be the one. Am I now trying to win the approval of men or of God? Or am I still trying to please men? If I were still trying to please men, I would not be a servant of Christ. So you got to determine, just like I do, every day, who you're going to try and please. I know it's deeply built into human nature to want to get approval from people. I know. But the approval of men does not lead to eternal life. The approval of Jesus Christ leads to life. And is even though that decision might be hard or that pursuit might be difficult, it is the only one worth pursuing. You will never make all the people around you happy, bosses or otherwise. But you can serve with your whole heart Jesus Christ. And if you've not made that decision to serve him, I encourage you right this second. It takes much less than people try and make it seem, because God is active, and he's an active agent in this process. Just say, Jesus, please help me right now. If you've never said that, say it now and find out what being born again is all about. Okay? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, special guest, Aaron Stoner right here from the school. Going to be wild. Don't go anywhere.
It's Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
KPRZ is dedicated to support pastors.
It's such a blessing to feel like someone wants to be a blessing to us.
KPRZ is proud to announce the 9th Annual Pastors Appreciation Luncheon with June Hunt on Thursday, October 23rd at the Four Point Sheraton in Kearney Mesa. KPRZ equips ministry leaders to do the work of ministry.
I appreciate any time we have a platform where we can find out what's going on in the Christian community. It's really exciting.
The Pastors Appreciation Luncheon is completely free and includes a great meal, goodie bags, fellowship with other pastors, awesome prizes from sponsors, and a special message from June Hunt of Hope for the Heart Ministries. KPRZ wants to encourage the church community.
I want to say thank you to KPRZ for just really putting an arm around pastors and letting them know how much all of us love them. They're doing a great work in the city of San Diego in this community.
Admission and parking are free, but you must RSVP at KPRZ.com. The Pastors Appreciation Luncheon is sponsored by Thrive and Financial, Southern California Seminary, U.S. Army Chaplains, and Azusa Pacific University.
Hi, everybody. It's me again. That's Craig Perry. I have so many happy clients that have never lost any investment money ever. My index investment guarantees you can't go backwards due to stock market decline. I know many of you have lost money in real estate, gold, silver, bonds, stocks, mutual funds, and if anyone tells you they can get you 14%, you call me first, please. This product gets like stock market growth, but you can't ever lose principal or interest due to stock market decline. I've averaged over 8% the last few years. Wow, and I can't ever lose it. I'm so tired of the competition writing lies about my product without any proof to back it up. They're either jealous because they can't sell it or they just don't understand it. I'm the truth. 1-800-553-6247. No annual fees, no commission charge, and 35 years of honest truth. That's God's way. Great for 401ks, IRAs, CDs. Call me for a quick learning lesson. 1-800-553-6247. Love you all and God bless.
Some restrictions apply. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
This summer, Permodontix is making it even easier to get the smile of your dreams. Tired of living with missing or decayed teeth or poorly fitting dentures? Then tell us about it. Send an email to smile@permodontix.com and you may receive a new smile free. That's right. Permodontix is celebrating summer by giving away a free same-day teeth procedure. To enter, email your information and tell us why you need same-day teeth with a picture or two and you'll receive a complimentary consultation. One lucky person will receive a full workup by the Permodontix team with their same-day teeth procedure. And that's not all. Everyone who schedules a complimentary consultation before Labor Day will be eligible for a special summer savings on their very own same-day teeth procedure. So enjoy summer. Eat what you want. Laugh and smile until your cheeks hurt. Send an email to smile@permodontix.com or call 866-SMILE-AGAIN to schedule your complimentary same-day teeth consultation. That's 866-SMILE-AGAIN. 866-SMILE-AGAIN.
Purchase and download your ebook copy of D.D. Dolphin from Amazon.com, featuring lots and lots of educational value and for an unbelievable price. $3 for D.D. Dolphin, a 10,000-word, 5-day, 15-minutes-a-day, read-aloud for grades 1st through 4th children's story ebook. Choose one or all 18 D.D. Dolphin and Friends educational ebooks for $1 each, or purchase all 18 for a complete set. You'll spend a total of $21 for an exceptional children's educational product line, reviewed as a great addition to any classroom's library. Purchase your set today. Go to Amazon.com. That's D-E-E-D-E-E Dolphin at Amazon.com.
Purchase your ebook copy of D.D. Dolphin today at Amazon.com. That's D-E-E-D-E-E Dolphin or go to D-D-Dolphin.com.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Wow. We're hanging out. We're doing a remote. So let's just talk about that. We're hanging out at Community Christian School right here at 1645 Rancho Santa Fe Road in San Marcos, California. For those that don't know, the phone number here is 760-744-9237. That's 760-744-9237. Also, Community Christian SF. bouncingm.com. Hey, Craig, there's a little echo in there. I don't know where that echo's coming from.
It's
because my bouncing off, yeah, off bouncing. Is my bouncing off my head because I don't have any hair. Okay.
That's very true. It's a technical term.
Okay, I'm just checking. His mic's not on, though, right?
No.
All right,
not.
So here we go. So with us today, Aaron Stoner. Now, we already had Pastor Ray Owens on, and now Aaron, who also goes to the church, the River Church in San Marcos, is connected to, friends with Ray Owens, and also they're trying to recruit him into being the PE dude.
That's correct. Actually, matter of fact, I think I'm probably almost already recruited. So,
what holds you back from doing it? What restrains you from being the PE dude for these Christian kids who need a Christian influence, and you have the capacity to help them?
I truly have no valid excuse.
Okay.
There's nothing I could say that would be nah.
Yeah. So, could we honestly say that from a practical, I'm going to serve in the kingdom of God because there's nothing more important than my entire existence than advancing the kingdom of God, that you are doing more than just considering being the PE dude for community Christian school?
I think that would be a fair thing to say.
So can we say now that you're giving official notice to Pastor Ray Owens is something you're doing?
I think we can do that. Absolutely.
Okay. It's live. It's on Memorex. It's taped. It's CD.
I like it.
And the FCC is going to get a hold of it too. Just to let you know, I mean, everybody's going to listen to it. There's only so much they can put up with, though, so that's okay. All right. Let's go back to your connection to River Church San Marcos. Okay, how long have you been attending the church?
I was here from the beginning when we first started the River Church back about 2 years ago.
Okay, so when you guys got involved and then you saw the school coming together, what were you thinking? Okay, this is the Lord moving. This is everybody's moving this forward, and you wanted to be a part of it, so you've been helping or participating by fellowship?
Absolutely. You know, Ray and I have been friends for quite a few years now, and so when he first came and talked to me about praying about being a part of this church plan up here, you know, it was something that I definitely wanted to be a part of, and we had always talked about one day being able to incorporate a school into the church to help give young kids a godly Christian education.
Have you had a chance to see some of the kids interact with Pastor Ray and how things have taken place in the school?
Absolutely. I was here the other day, and we were for PE, as a matter of fact, and we were playing kick in the can, dodgeball, running around, having a good time. Got to sit in for a little bit while Ray was doing some teaching with his wife in one of the classrooms. So, yes, absolutely.
What did it make you think? What went through your mind when you saw it?
Oh, boy. No, Ray's a good guy. He's you know, as he mentioned earlier, he was a youth pastor for many years. He works really well with kids. He understands kids. He's got kids of his own. And so just being able to kind of see him in a different, more official dynamic as far as, you know, teaching kids, he just, you know, meshed it with that real well. So
is it weird to see your friend, who you've known for years, I don't want to say turn on a switch, but recognize that he has a position and a responsibility, so then he has to present himself to become functioning kind of in a different light than he would, let's say, in your guys' friendship? You guys are sitting there watching a football game, it's one thing. He's teaching the kids, it's another thing, and it's another responsibility that I think that not only he takes seriously and the parents take seriously, but I think the Lord takes that seriously. When you see that switch, when you see it, just as a friend, do you sit there and go, oh, my goodness, people don't realize this is the Lord doing this, and this is wild? I mean, what do you think?
Well, you know, Ray's one of those guys that not a lot changes him in how he presents himself. He's very authentic with who he is and how he presents his life. I mean, those within the church are able to see his wife, his family, how he interacts with his kids, and the way he teaches He brings himself into it. He doesn't try to become something different or something other than what he is, but he brings himself and his personality and how he's been taught and how he's learned over the years, he brings that into the classroom when he teaches. And Ray's just a fun guy to be around with as a friend, but for these kids, it's just even more so that, although they are trying to, they have been figuring out how to develop a little wiggle room and how far they can bend the rules with him. So he's learned to become a little more strict in that aspect. So,
yeah, but
he's doing a great job.
That's a great sign, because kids have been doing that with their parents for years. Mm-hmm. So those that don't think so, oh, right, whatever.
Amen.
Right? Everybody's been doing that with their
parents forever.
Well put.
So you got to think of it in those terms. So from your point of view, Aaron, so now that you're going to take on this position of being the PE dude, because now you're stuck because you've said it on there, what would be some of the goals? This would be good for people to hear your thinking process. You don't have to have perfect answers or anything, but what's your thinking process? What do the kids need from a PE point of view? What do they need?
Well, they need to realize that as, you know, they do exercise, we do have fun, that, you know, there is ultimately in everything that we do within our lives that it comes back to God and to Jesus, and just trying to figure out how to incorporate having a good time, getting good exercise, and how God wants us to have help develop these what would you say, life patterns, characteristics in our lives, especially as you get older. You know, you're not always going to be, you know,
young and full of a bazillion hours of energy.
Absolutely. So if you're able to incorporate, you know, exercise into your life from an early age and just have that be a part of it, once you get into college, once you get into your adult life, you know, being able to be healthy and maintain a good lifestyle, that'll, if you can incorporate that from when they're young, it's easier down the road.
This is a great opportunity, though, for you in the sense that they may not have a grand understanding that their bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And so now you're going to have an opportunity to teach, you know, from a physical point of view, the physical strengthening point of view, but also the spiritual aspect. So you'll be able to bring into the teaching kind of a completeness for them. So again, whereas a secular school will certainly teach phys ed, and we support that, and there's nothing wrong with that. We like the component, though, of saying, hey, there's a phys ed component here, but there's an actual spiritual component where you are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and how you treat your body does have an impact, does have an element to it, and this could be one of your big big step-ins in regards to the next phases for ministry for you.
Absolutely. You know, from my life, growing up, my parents homeschooled me. So we were part of a Christian homeschool network, homeschool group, and so, you know, meshing in with this school right here as a kind of a homeschool Christian school co-op, you know, I have that experience growing up and getting a good godly education, having my parents be involved in my life, and learning from that from a young age.
So you're bringing that homeschool experience into this experience, which is kind of a morphing of some ideas of homeschool teaching from the school point of view, plus also understanding that this is actually a call. I mean, God's pulling you into this. It's not something you're doing willy-nilly. This is something you've been thinking about, something you're kicking around. You're sitting in the show, and you're like going, okay, I got to do this. I know I got to do this. I'm just the moron that called you out on it. I mean, there's nothing to that. Remember that God used a donkey to rebuke a prophet, so you don't think much about that. But you do have a responsibility.
Absolutely.
And you got to take that responsibility seriously. Mm-hmm. You've made that commitment, so you got to move it forward.
Got to follow through.
So the next time that we meet and the next time there's an interview, I'm not going to expect a curriculum, because I wouldn't expect that really from anybody, but I am going to expect this is where we're going, this is where we're heading, this is the sense that I'm getting, this is what me and the kids are doing together, this is our mission.
Well, I'd look forward to that, and I would expect no less from you. So
okay,
I'd hope you call me out. Look forward to sharing.
That's the kind of stuff we do on this show. People are sitting there going, what is going on around here? So listen, you listen to this show, you just don't know what's going to happen. Okay, we're going to take our break. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, I want to say a few more words about Community Christian School and your opportunity for the half price off. So come right back.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
When a loved one is very ill, it may seem like nothing more can be done, but there is so much more that Scripps Hospice can do. Make the most out of every day. Call 858-800-3219 or visit scripps.org/hospicecare.
Brian Smith, Director of Local Ministry, spotlighting Thrivent Financial, a longtime sponsor of KPRZ Pastor Appreciation Events. Listeners are surprised to learn that Thrivent is a Christian organization that helps folks just like you in the areas of investing and retirement planning. The good folks at the La Jolla Gateway team provides great information free of charge and also sponsors free, no-obligation workshops on the topics of retirement planning, college planning, and how to manage your money. The La Jolla Gateway team has two convenient
offices to serve you. And for more information about Thrivent Financial, call Ruth Puentes at 858-455-5227 or email ruth.puentes, P-U-E-N-T-E-S, at thrivent.com. For more information about KPRZ Pastor Appreciation Events, call us at 858-535-1210. Call KPRZ to learn more about the creative and effective solutions we can provide your church and ministry. KPRZ, San Diego's Christian radio station. We were
made to thrive. Casting Crowns Thrive Tour 2014 with special guest 2014 Grammy Award winner Mandisa. And the Dove Award winning band Sidewalk Prophets. I want to live like Don't miss an evening with Grammy Award-winning group Casting Crowns as you become inspired to dig deeper into your faith and reach out in love through the stories and songs from their new album, along with your favorite Casting Crowns hits. Join Casting Crowns with special guests Mandisa and Sidewalk Prophets on the Thrive Tour.
Coming to Verizon Wireless Amphitheater, Irvine, September 20th. For tickets and details, transparentproductions.com. We were made to thrive.
Dear God, I'm in a time of need. And I look to you to set me free.
My name's Anson. I'm a heroin addict. Started getting high around the age of 13. I was okay with the fact that I was gonna die a junkie. Thought it was impossible to get sober. This time I'm trying to surrender everything I am to God and take uncomfortable steps that I feel like God is calling me to do, that I will grow and grow closer to Him and stay sober.
Hi, my name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Our recovery journey is focused on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health.
So trapped in addiction and I won't survive. But without you in my life.
If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, call Genesis Recovery today, 619-797-7319.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Quick mention, by the way, Truett Cathy, Chick-fil-A's S. Truett Cathy, passed away. I don't know if people knew that or not. He's the founder and chairman for Chick-fil-A, one of the few people who stood his ground, wouldn't open up Chick-fil-A's on Sunday, believed that the Christian principles were the right principles to walk by. We want to just acknowledge that. Pray for his family, of course. It's a family that's done very well. They've stood very firm in their principles. We appreciate that. What will be interesting is those that will acknowledge him as the great man that he is and those that will rip him to shreds because of their anti-Christian mentality and positions. We support the idea that a Christian business functions with Christian principles. We don't care that atheists don't like it, and we just wish that the atheists would eat chicken somewhere else if they're that offended, because it's like, who cares? The guy was a great guy, hired thousands upon thousands and thousands of people, gave millions and millions and millions of dollars, and we want you to keep their family in prayer and in honor of the willingness to stand firm in his faith. Maybe you can have a Chick-fil-A sandwich sometime in the next week. That's what Craig was just saying. He did that today. Very good job. All right. So we had Aaron Stoner on, who's from Community Christian School, not just the River Church San Marcos, but Community Christian School. We had Pastor Ray Owens on, who is the pastor of River Church San Marcos, plus the dude that's in charge for Community Christian School. Here's what I'm going to tell you. 1645 Rancho Santa Fe Road, San Marcos, California, 50% off. I cannot emphasize this enough, because that's the whole point. If you're interested in putting your child in private Christian school, it's half off. That's the best
price we can do. Here's the bottom line. Strong academics, small class sizes, parent participation. You want more information, go to their website, communitychristiansm.com. You want to talk to them directly, call 760-744-9237. The whole understanding is that they work together closely with you as parents, even if you're grandparents, and they work with the family, working with the kids, everybody working together. So you got the school, the church, the parents, the grandparents, the teachers, the kids, everybody working together to make it the best possible experience and education process that can be had. And now, on our very own show, breaking news, we have Aaron Stoner, who is now the new phys ed PE dude, phys ed dude. It's pretty cool if you think about it from that point of view. Here's what I want to encourage people to do. If you're not sure, go to KPRZ.com. Go to KPRZ.com. Check out the half-price tuition program. If this school is not the right location, find a school that is. The time is upon us. You will have a week at the most to get this process done. You're just right there. So we really encourage you to participate in that and take care of that. Get it done. Go to either communitychristiansm.com. That's their website. Call them 760-744-9237. Or you can also go to the half-price tuition banner at kprz.com. It's another thing that you can do. Okay. So we're going to close out today, and I thought about it from a different couple of things I was thinking of that I wanted to close out with, and this is what I've decided I want to close out with, okay? Look, you do not know what tomorrow is going to bring, okay? Everybody is an absolute genius about the past. 5 minutes ago and everything thereabouts, we're all like, yeah, this is this and this is this and we know and yeah. But 5 minutes from right now, everybody is a dunderhead. Nobody knows what's going to happen 5 minutes from now. Nobody. Here's the thing you need to walk with in life. Instead of letting fear for what is coming overwhelm you because you're not sure what's around the corner, watch this. You don't have to know what's around the corner if you simply know who is around the corner. And who is around the corner is Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, waiting to help you, wanting to help you. And we get into all these different church elements, and it's fancy this, and it's fancy that, and it has to be this way, or it should be this way, and the critics over here, and critics over here. I can guarantee you that the guy that was in the garden when he had the tombs, when he had all the different evil spirits that Jesus cast out of him, I can guarantee you that there's too many churches that would go, well, he's got to go through this class, he's got to go through this class, he's got to go through this class. And this is what Jesus said, go tell people what God did for you. That one command. Now, you know how many churches would go, oh, he has to shower first. No, he doesn't. Just do what Jesus tells you to do. Walk the way that Jesus tells you to walk. If you really want to know what Jesus had to say, here's the key. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That's where it is. And for those that are like, yes, but that's the Bible. That was written by man. Back it up, Sparky. Back up one step. If God can create the universe by speaking, then the dude can write a book. Okay? And there's no other philosophical argument to have. Dude creates the universe. Dude can write a book. But it was influenced by man. Dude created the universe. Dude can write a book. It's pretty simple. It's not even that hard. Read the Gospels. Read Matthew. Read Mark. Read Luke. Read John. When I get in a conversation with somebody and they come off as a super, super smarty pants, I just ask them how many times they've read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. If that number is under 50, I'm not having an intellectual conversation with anybody, am I? Not really. All right, folks, think it through. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Taking a 22-hour break, and then we're back with more insanity with Spoonanity. We'll talk to you then.
To celebrate you, baby.